Record
Why won't you
this.
talk about it? Why not?
We have a do not talk list this week. Oh my God, I got my eyebrows done yesterday. They look so good.
I can't tell.
Yes, you can. Look how clean that is. Whoop.
You gotta come in close to the camera. There you go.
That's shape, honey. That's shape. Look at that.
Remind the audience that we're working with MacBook webcams,
Yeah.
so it's not
You know
exactly the
what?
best.
I hadn't gotten them done in an embarrassing amount of time because of the panini, and I needed to get them done. So
Stop it. You have
thank
to pick
you.
one. Don't all these names for the panty. No. Just one or the other.
Panarelli.
That's worse.
The
I don't know how.
pandemi.
I could mess with that. I like that actually.
Pandini. Okay, I'm done.
You're done. Great.
Very
So you're not
tired.
talking today about one thing,
Okay,
but
so
I'll.
there are a couple words I actually won't say throughout this whole. I'm gonna just challenge Andrea will not say.
Okay.
Tottenham, Hotspurs, Harry, Kane, Son, Mourinho, Manchester United. We can talk about anything else, but anything that has those words, I'm not saying it. I'm not gonna talk about it. So you
All
won't be
right, cool.
reporting on that
So,
on your own. You're gonna be reporting on
yeah,
that on.
a good solid 10 minutes of just me talking then.
Okay,
All
let's just start. I'm tired. You're tired. We both want to take a siesta and it's nighttime. So, welcome to
Yes.
the Toolkit Wankers.
Welcome.
I'm Andrea.
I'm Steven.
Oh my God, the false enthusiasm. And we're the Toolkit Wankers. Last week I had to take a sub. And to
Did.
be
Super
honest,
sub. Real super
it was
sub.
awesome. And the reason I had to take a sub is because Sky Blue rebranded to Gotham FC. Well, NJNY Gotham FC, at least if you're listening.
And yes.
Sorry.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh my
Get it
God.
right.
We rebranded, and the rebrand was literally Tuesday morning, and we record Monday nights. And I was like, "Steven, honey, yo no puedo. I can't. I was up so late, like every night, like 3 weeks in a row. But that specific night was like, I didn't think I think I pulled an all-nighter. So,
Well,
that's what
Niall
happened.
stepped in. Sound
Niall
engineer did
stepped
a good
up, and
job.
you know, even though Niall and Steven are best friends, she used air quotes.
Wow.
I think that they just don't vibe the way me and Steven do. Do you know what I mean? Like the chemistry is just not as good.
It's a different vibe. Yeah.
It's like a less good one, I think. So I'm just saying I was missed, and I'm gonna say that about myself, even if no one specifically said it to me.
Okay,
No, Niall
yeah.
did a great job and thanks for stepping in. He's great. So, you know, we love our
Yeah.
audio engineer. That's what we pay him the big
Yeah.
bucks for. And
You
that's
want
the
to
way
hear
it
a
is.
funny story?
Sure thing.
So he's an audio engineer, right? But I had to wait like a half hour for him to hook up his audio because he couldn't figure
Are you kidding?
it out.
Such a clown.
I'm not
Okay.
kidding. He was like, I'm like, you're on mute. And he's like, no, I'm not. I'm like, you are. He's like, hold on. Kept exiting, kept entering a meeting, exiting and entering.
My boy doesn't know how to use Zoom because he's not an office guy. He's not a circle back kind of guy. He's not a deliverables kind of guy. And neither was I until 3 weeks ago. And now all of a sudden I'm sending emails about connecting soon and following up.
Yeah.
And the last
Deliverables,
thing
though, man, that's a different level right there. I don't even use
Ooh.
that one.
Well, I still don't know what it means. People keep telling me they need deliverables and they're just not getting anything right now.
It's on track. Here's the tracking
It's on
URL.
its
There
way.
you
It's on its
go.
way.
It's
I'm
on its
delivering
way.
it. Something else that's very cute is something I will refuse to do, like corporate lingo I will not use, is
What is
nice
it?
to e-meet you.
Oh no, I'm a big E Meet You fan. Big time.
Steven, no. Steven, no.
Yeah.
You're not 30 yet, Steven. Don't do it.
It's foreshadowing. I have to do it.
Nice to e-meet you. No, it wasn't. Okay, let's move on.
Exclamation point. Forgot
I use
it.
a lot of exclamation points in my emails. I will
You
say,
need to chill. You need to know, you got to position them the right way. All
no, bro. You
right?
know what? I'm
If
done.
Pep Guardiola could give a positional play on how to use exclamation points, solved.
You're a clown. Let's go on to full kit snitching.
Okay.
I'm so tired. Me and Lindsay Lohan are both tired of rumors starting, to be honest. Hot soccer goss. Forbes released a list of the most valuable football clubs. At the top, Barcelona, 4.7 billion worth. Real Madrid, 4.76. Okay, sorry. Barcelona, 4.76 billion. Real Madrid, 4.75 billion.
Ooh, close. Bayern
Munich, 4.22 billion. Manchester United, 4.2 billion. What's going on, Manchester United? Y'all were at the top for a while, weren't you?
Yeah, they're out of the top three, dude. They're out of the top three. They
were number one in the 90s and the 2000s, and then, whoop.
They dropped.
And we've got, I guess I'm just going to tell you numbers. Liverpool, 4.1 billion. Manchester City, 4 billion. Chelsea, 3.2 billion. Arsenal, 2.8 billion. Paris Saint-Germain, 2.5 billion. You know, I expected them to be higher.
Yeah, then me too.
Tottenham Hotspur, 2.3 billion. Oh, I love it. Oh, you
said you failed the challenge already. Damn, you suck at this.
Well, it was good news. The only people where Arsenal are above Spurs. Not for long, bitch. They won this week.
I also converted it for you just because I was like, I don't want her converting. I'll do it for her.
Thanks for doing that because I wasn't going to.
Yeah.
Jose Mourinho has been accused of trying to deflect attention away from Tottenham's poor display while criticizing Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's comments on Sun Heung-min by fans online. What?
Yeah. So, the beef is. So, check this out.
I saw the beef. Ole said something really stupid.
He did say really something stupid. And yeah, but said
that's really stupid. It has nothing to do with the performance being good or not.
Yeah, but I don't know. The fans were coming after him, and I thought that was stupid.
The fans are stupid, and he's stupid. You know what? They're all stupid, except for Son.
Pretty he stupid.
Everything.
Go. I don't hear Ole talking about fucking Bruno Fernandes out there fucking.
Ronaldo part two.
I think listen, Phelps or something. Yeah, I don't know.
First of all, that you like Ole Gunnar, you won the game. So what's your problem?
Yeah.
Like what's your fucking problem? Like you were not robbed of the game because of that call, and that call was correct. And it's happened to just like about everybody in the league where they've gotten hit in the face and they act a fucking fool because it's against the rules to hit people in the face. So it doesn't matter if it was a little brush or if it was a smack. It's still illegal. It's still not right. So you're lucky you didn't get a red card and then just leave it at that.
But do you think it was okay for Sun to stay down that long? I think that was kind of dumb.
I think that anybody would have done that in that situation where it results.
I think that's the problem though. I don't think anyone should be doing that. Like,
but Steven, it's the rules of the game. And if he didn't stay down, the referee would have not gone and checked it. My thing is,
well, stay down is fine, but you don't stay down for like 10 minutes, though.
He didn't stay down for 10 minutes. I watched it.
Well, I'm exaggerating. It was like too long for my liking. I was kind of like, son, bro, come on.
Bro, you don't even know if he got in. You don't know if he got.
Come on, son.
You know if he got scratched in the eye? That shit hurts.
If he got scratched in the eye, we'd know. There'd be some blood. There'd be something.
That's not true. I know a girl got a paper cut in her eye once.
How did she manage?
Somebody was like jumping around with a piece of paper. We were kids and she got a paper cut in her eye. So
we need to recreate that for science. I need to see that again.
I can't be recreating it. But all I'm saying is like it's just people just hate Sun because he's so like happy go lucky and he has a good reputation. And so whenever he does anything that literally most players do, they're like, see, he's not a good guy. It's like, no, he's a player. He plays soccer. Nobody said he was.
Yeah, well, that's stupid.
Well, he might be a philanthropist, but nobody said he was just like an ethical like lord. They just said that he seems nice. He throws little hands hearts every time he scores. He's not Diego Costa. Like, let's chill. Like, calling him a dirty player to me is so dramatic, but whatever.
That's very dramatic. Did you just call yourself an ethics lord? Did I hear that right?
No, I'm saying he's not. Nobody calls him that. But I'm saying,
should we make that a thing? Like, ethics lord?
Yes.
Bro, that sounds nice.
To me, there's a difference between playing the game. Like, I don't think Mohamed Salah is a dirty player, but I think he feigns injury a lot. Like, he feigns a lot. But that doesn't make him dirty. Like, Diego Costa is a dirty player. Pepe is a dirty player. Sergio Ramos is a dirty player. Those people are out for blood. Diego Costa always used to try to get under your skin to get a reaction out of you so that you would get a red card. That is a very
smart. That's smart right here. Yeah.
I'm not saying it's dumb. I'm saying it's very different than like what Sun does. And I just think that people, but also like everyone needs to get the fuck out of Sun's mentions. We'll talk about it. I don't care about
pin what your location. Pin your location for Andrea.
I thought She'll that fight the you. Comments were actually good. Cause like, what the fuck is Ole saying? I did see a comment.
Yeah, no, they were great. They were great. Yeah.
I did see a comment under what Ole said being like, Marcus Rashford would disagree or something like that.
Oh, snap. That's cold.
Fucking kids. It's so weird for Ole Gunnar to be like, if my kid acted up, I wouldn't feed him. What?
Hold on. That's the best comment I've heard this whole thing.
Yeah, it's a weird. It was such a weird thing to do. Sir Alex Ferguson recalls the worst signing he made at Manchester United. Fans might have named David Bellion, Bebe, or Gabriel Obertan as the one who takes the biscuit. Is actually Owen Hargreaves that Fergie.
Yeah, I was kind of shocked because he was like good, like in 06, like for the World Cup, and that was it. He was like an okay striker, but like, do you remember Bebe? Like, no one does. I don't know. I just thought it was some beef. I'm like, damn, they're all in Sir Alex's mentions now.
First of all, hella rude to bring this up now, though, bro. Like, let Mr. Hargreaves chill. Like, imagine
know, you retired, right?
Like, you lived a good life, and all of a sudden someone's back in your life being like, actually, I wish I never hired you. Like, damn.
Well, I mean, if you're Obertan or Bibby, you're like, so it wasn't me. Sick. All right, cool. I'm relieved.
Leicester are investigating three players for a breach of COVID-19 protocols: James Maddison, Ayoze Perez, and Hamza Choudhury, whatever. All left out of Fox's 3-2 defeat to West Ham on Sunday. Brendan Rodgers: from a personal perspective, I was bitterly disappointed. Can I just interject? I don't care about the COVID protocols. I mean, like, that sucks.
You can interject, yeah.
Everyone's been saying Jesse Lingard is looking like fucking Messi or something.
Yeah.
He's looking okay. Yeah.
Well, Messi's a stretch, of course. That's just being dramatic, but he's definitely fucking nasty out there, dude.
Yeah.
He's killing it. He's got some sauce.
He's definitely he's killing good. It. Frank Lampard breaks silence on Chelsea sacking with first interview since exit. Turns out it was an incredible time. Wow. Way to bury the lead. And remains appreciative of his chance at Stamford Bridge dugout. I don't buy it.
I don't buy it for 1 second. One bit. It's all lies.
They got money Who on. They got something on him. They got something on him.
Can we get a comment for a paid actor, please? Thank you.
Oh, my God. The mayor of Munich said Monday that fans could still be barred from attending Euro 2020 games in the German city as UEFA seeks guarantees there will be supporters in the stand.
Yeah, they want him. They want him for the Euros. They want that stadium revenue.
But that's international. That's international travelers. It's one thing to have people back in the stands for like domestic games. But to have them international games seems dicey to me.
Very dicey.
I went to my first game on Wednesday. It was actually fine. It was definitely weird.
Right.
But it was kind of nice because there was like 100 of us in the whole stadium, so there was like so much personal space. And then just
was
like
anyone cheering?
Yeah, but like we just like rolled up, parked right in front of that little stadium, just walked in, no line. Line for anything. No one in the bathrooms. Like, walked out of the stadium, left in 5 minutes. You know how leaving a sporting event takes hours normally? It's like, it was kind of nice. Like, I know it's not cool, but it was kind of nice. It's
kind of cool in its own way, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Jesse Lingard is yet to make a decision on his future, but he's attracting interest from all across Europe, with Real Madrid, Paris Saint-Germain, and Inter Milan said to be interested. I will say on Mr. Lingard, the cool thing about this is, he was at Manchester United. He gets he gets brought over to West Ham. Many people would say that's the beginning of the end for his career.
Yes. That is a narrative. That was a narrative.
Yeah, that's the narrative. That always happens when you get demoted. Like, that's a demotion. And he took it as an opportunity. And I think that's awesome. And he took it as an opportunity. And he's outperforming everybody else. And now look where he's getting interest from these huge clubs, and it might just completely blossom and change his
career. Even the club is outperforming people's expectations. So
they really are. So he's clearly a leader, which is nice too. And every club could use someone like that can come in and lift a club up. Like, I never thought that
Facts.
was the kind of player that could join a team and make it better, but there are those players, you know, that join a team and like the whole team plays up to that person's level.
Well,
That's
they bring the rest of the team up to that level. That's a special player. Yeah.
Yeah. Ali McCoist, former Scottish striker, has urged Scottish football authorities to do everything in their power to at least allow some fans to attend next month's Scottish Cup final. I'm assuming it's between Celtic and Rangers.
You are correct. Yes.
Ali needs to chill. This is probably the matchup that is every year, and so they'll just get it. They'll get them next year.
Rangers just want to be there so they can celebrate because, you know, COVID or whatnot, but too bad, dog. Well,
too bad. Liverpool supporters didn't get to celebrate either. Boo-hoo. It's reported that Raiola wants to make the striker the first ever footballer to earn wages of $1 million a week at a new club. Dumb.
Holland is crazy. $1 million at a new club. No.
No.
I can't. No.
Nobody should make that.
No. Never.
I mean, like, actors make that, and I even think that's fucking ridiculous.
They make that a week?
Well, like...
What?
No. Okay. You know the show Friends, the show you don't like?
Terrible show, yes.
It's not. But regardless, when they, the six of them, had, like, basically from the beginning, they were all at different stages in their career when they started the show. Some of them were more famous than others. Like, Courtney Cox had already been in, like, Scream and stuff or whatever. Yeah. But they all like negotiated together. Anyway, so the six friends basically like made a pact that they were all going to negotiate their contracts together. And so like none of them would get to make more or less than the others. And the show got so popular that by like the seventh season, they were all getting paid $1 million an episode each.
Yikes.
Which an episode is once a week. They film them once a week. There's 24 episodes a season. So they were making $24 million a year, each of them, for like 2 or 3 years at least. Which is kind of crazy.
Definitely overpaid. Yeah.
Yeah, yes and no. I mean, I think it's no, seriously, it's like, first of all, the amount of viewers back then that would watch, and we can turn this into a Friends podcast, I'm so ready. But
oh my God, I quit.
The amount of people that watched TV back then all together at the same time, like must-see TV, was astronomically different compared to now. So commercials, like slots for that half hour TV, were insanely expensive.
Yeah.
So to me, if NBC is raking in, well, Warner Brothers is raking in that much money off advertisements and the slot, and really it all hinges on those six actors because they're the reason everybody's watching the show, then they deserve to be compensated. And so I kind of get it for soccer, but Erling Haaland has not done anything yet.
No, I mean, he's, yeah, well.
You want to make
he's
him.
He's a young starlet. He's getting there. He's a promising youth player.
Messi or Ronaldo. That's insane.
That's true. Yeah.
Anyway, let's go
to the thank you for drawing your analogy to Friends. That was very informative.
Listen, it's a good fun fact. Not cool moment of the week. Colombian professional football team Águilas Doradas fielded only 7 players on Sunday for a regular match in La Liga de Mayor due to a COVID-19 outbreak in the squad. The club had asked for a match against Chico Boyaca FC to be postponed due to the COVID-19 outbreak, but the División Mayor redirected the request.
Yeah, I think it's Chico Boyaca.
Okay, Chico Boyaca. I was just reading it. Damn. Okay, well, who are we mad at? The league?
I'm mad at the league, yeah.
Yeah.
That's stupid. They shouldn't be fucking playing at all. That's a lot of players. Yo, 7? That sounds like a Sunday rec league. Oh, my guys didn't show up. It's only 5 of us versus your 7.
I'm assuming they got their asses kicked.
They did, unfortunately.
We weren't going to talk about how Sun got racist abuse after his diving.
Well, I wanted to switch it up a bit. You know, this one deserves
away from the racist abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I wanted to lighten up the mood a bit.
Anyway, me and very longtime listener Crystal were discussing what can be done about all this racist abuse being hurled at players and what to do. And I think it's more on the social media channels to do something about it.
Like, yeah, at this point, yeah.
Yeah.
That's where all the thing is stemming from. So
yeah, she was saying that the club should hire someone to go through all the comments. I was like, that's a lot of work.
That sounds like a lot. Yeah. That should be something Twitter and Facebook hire someone to do. Hire a team to do. Well, hire a whole department to do.
It wouldn't even be, that's not possible. Like, you want to hear something crazy? Okay, there's so many people on the internet. There's so much content. Like with YouTube, every day, like a billion hours of content is uploaded to YouTube. It would take you like a couple hundred thousand years to watch everything that gets uploaded in one day to YouTube. So it's just like not feasible. Yeah. Like
it's not, you can't do it.
They open Pandora's box and now they're just like, go for
it. Not happening, guys. It needs to fall on our own responsibility. I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, let's move on to jolly old England. Now with that succinct.
For England, for home, and for the prize.
You're welcome.
It was really good. Man City Leeds, they lost last minute goal from Leeds. Thanks for delaying their title celebration, Marcelo. Yeah.
I love that guy.
Happen next week. But that was awesome. Except they got sent off for a horrible tackle. What's his name got sent off? Oh, my God.
Oh, was it Rafinha? No, that wasn't Rafinha. Liam Dallas? Oh, that guy. Yes.
Palace lost to Chelsea 4-1. Havertz made his presence known, and Pulisic had a brace.
Yeah.
West Ham beat Leicester 3-2. Lingardino keeps tearing shit up. Can't talk about Spurs, man. You don't care. It's bad when I just actually I don't care. Like I was like, okay, like that used to, that would have ruined my weekends back in November, but. April Dre doesn't give a fuck. Like, Spurs suck. It's fine. Harry Kane, definitely leaving. Like, definitely leaving if we don't get Champions League spot. And looks like...
I don't know. I don't think so.
Like, our team hates him because they don't want to win because they're trying not... Like, they're just not doing a very good job.
And there's nothing to fight for now. It's just like, hey, try to get Europa League, I guess. I mean, you only got, like, less than... You got 7 games left. No one cares at this point. Especially now that Man City are pretty much going to win it. And
Man City were always going to win it, but we were handed so many opportunities to get in top four and we just threw them all away.
Well, I think the most exciting thing to see now is like, are Newcastle going to get relegated or not? Are Man U actually going to finish in second? Who knows? That's it. That's not very exhilarating.
With Spurs, let's see how they perform in the Carabao Cup final. They could just,
oh, I forgot we're in that. I don't even care anymore.
They could just pull a surprise and just win it. And that'd be fun.
I'll be honest, if they win, I'd be like, oh, cool, another cup. Sweet. Done.
We don't have any cups. I'd be pretty excited for them. That'd be good.
Well, they have League Cups. They have League Cups.
Yeah, but not for the last 10 years. Like, it would be very cool.
Right.
They didn't have any trophies.
I mean, yeah, I guess. Anyway, I guess I'm not as impressed.
Oh, Sheffield, Arsenal. Arsenal won. That's fine. Let's go to Live in La Liga Loca.
La Liga Loca.
Real Madrid won the Clásico. Third straight win over Barcelona for the first time in 43 years. What?
Yeah, right. Isn't that crazy?
Time
long fucking time.
And Zinedine Zidane, the respect they deserve.
Tomorrow is a final. Best strategy ever.
Yeah. Atletico are currently in first with 67 points. Real are in second. And Barca are in third. Bayern Munich tied with Union Berlin.
I know. That's awesome. Way to go, Berlin.
Robert Lewandowski is back in training. Still 5 points ahead of Leipzig. Oh, well, did you even want to talk about Champions League, bro? Because Bayern Munich lost to PSG. Like,
yeah, I mean, I forgot about that, to be honest. Wow. Just because we recorded about the Champions League and I forgot to mention it. I forgot that was on that's before we released the episode. You want to mention it? We can now. Not that you bring up a great point.
It was on Tuesday or it was on Wednesday.
No, I know. We gave the preview and that was it. And I just forgot.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't want to talk about it. Inter Milan get a much needed win, but God saw a straight red. What'd he do?
I'm not even sure. He doesn't even know what he did.
Still 11 points behind first place Inter. Oh, no. So AC Milan get a much needed win, but God saw a straight red. Still 11 points behind. Can you just write it out? Bro, you're killing me.
Well, I mean, in the soccer world, Andrea, Inter's Inter.
Yeah, Milan is Milan. Milan can be either, motherfucker.
That's true. That's true.
He's right. AC Milan.
I'll do it just for you, baby girl. Just for you. All right,
good. Lille keep on winning. PSG remain 3 points behind. Damn, Lille. Get it, Lille.
I love that you're saying it the way I say it now. Makes me feel good.
That way. Let's move on to our own backyard. MLS is back this Friday.
Yeah. I'll pin some previews for everyone if you care to read that stuff.
Yeah, I went to a game, preseason game, DC United versus Red Bulls on Saturday at Red Bull Arena.
Wait, who won?
It was a tie, 1-1.
Oh, boring.
Red Bulls got a penalty kick.
Who scored?
Royer.
Oh, cool. Good for
I him. Don't recognize a single other person on the Red Bulls roster. They really are starting from zero. Inter Miami CF signed Dutch goalkeeper Nick Marsman. Matuidi contract investigation may be resolved by the end of the week. Don Garber says San Diego, Las Vegas, Phoenix on the MLS list amid Sacramento expansion hold.
Mm-hmm.
Would Phoenix rise the MLS?
That's a possibility. I don't know.
Why are we trying to make this league so big, bro? It's too big.
He's just talking about cities, but he didn't go into specifics.
Five players for LD Alajuelense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Going to be unavailable to travel for the second leg of CONCACAF Champions League match against Atlanta United. Why?
COVID.
Oh.
Yeah, a shame.
Wait. DC United hires Lucy Rushton as first female MLS general manager since 1999.
Yeah, she was the head of she was like an analyst at Atlanta United. She just got this job. Good for her.
Wow, that's incredible. Mm-hmm. Reckless tackle in the Philadelphia Union CONCACAF game results in a brawl, but not a red card. I saw that tackle. It was crazy.
It was insane, dude. I thought he broke his leg. I had to watch it like five times.
I couldn't watch it.
They haven't even said anything about it. They just said it's a yellow card. That was it. There hasn't been a statement released by the club or anything. They're just or the referees.
All right, let's go where I'm best suited. Female intended play, baby.
American pride on full display. The women of Team USA, the underdogs.
The NWSL kicked off the Challenge Cup last weekend. And it did disappoint. Now, the first game, Chicago-Houston, that was boring as hell, baby. Boring.
Yeah, they look a little rusty out there.
Combobulated. But the second game, Portland versus Kansas City, was lit. We only watched the first half. Megan Klingenberg sent in a really nice free kick.
Yeah, it's really good.
Finished by Rocky. And things got, the game ended 2-1 for Portland. That's great. Though Casey had their first, ever goal, which was excited. I think it was Amy Rodriguez who scored too. Also, always fun and good.
Pretty awesome.
But that shit got heated, and we have to have a little combo. I'm wondering
about
how much
that.
You know what? It's my personal life. So the Portland, I'm just going to say social media.
Okay.
So there was a fight between two players. You saw it, right?
Yeah, I saw the scuffle. Yeah.
In a professional setting, a team will not post that kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't think. Wait, so the club posted that?
The club posted that video I sent you and said our player is innocent, and their player was white, and the other person in the altercation was black, and it just looked bad. It was just a bad look. First of all,
you shouldn't say that.
That's
something that ESPN FC can probably say, but not your own club. Yeah,
but also it's one, it's inappropriate for your club to be posting brawls. You shouldn't be proud of this. It's actually really crappy.
Mm-hmm.
And you shouldn't be promoting violence, in my opinion. Second, you should be careful with the way you say things, because I'm pretty sure a lot of people, it's a charged time, and people don't want to hear you calling a white woman innocent in an altercation with a black person. Whatever.
Oof, yeah, that's deep.
Their admin
fired
for it. No, she's, you know who she is. I'm not going to name names because it's fucked up, but
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow.
You don't know her, but you follow her. We follow her on Twitter. But she doubled down and was like, everybody's saying that I'm all the women's soccer fangirls saying that I was like inappropriate, but I'm watching all the engagement roll in like, or something like that.
Oh, I'm sorry. You were the judge and jury here. Oh my God.
Yeah. Also people were pissed because they're like, saying women's soccer fangirls is also offensive. Like, what's wrong with
you? Yeah, that's exactly, that's verbatim. Holy hell. Yeah,
she just kept like doubling down and being like, you know, my player didn't do anything wrong and she's my friend. I'm going to defend her, whatever. That was fucked up. Okay.
Wrong stance, girl.
Yeah, exactly. Leave that behind. Let's just ignore Portland for a minute.
Sure.
It turns out, so a player, Sarah Gordon, told a story on Twitter after that game and said, a lot of the players after the game, their families were coming onto the field to say, to greet them, which did break COVID protocols. But when her boyfriend tried to come onto the field to meet her, he was stopped by security.
Oh, yes.
And threatened with arrest.
They actually just released a statement on that today.
They released a second statement, but the statement.
Oh. Really?
The statement they released that day was that it was security protocol and that the other players were doing it too and that they all got a talking to. But then upon investigation, it was established that the security guards only did it to the black people and not to the white people that were breaking the protocol too. But Houston still stuck by the fact that it was because of the security protocol, not because of racism.
Hmm.
So that's just going on.
I'd rather they not talk about any of that stuff, but whatever.
What?
We talk about just the soccer, you know, people.
Well, you don't want to talk about it with me?
No, no. I'm saying the general public on social media. Could we just talk about the soccer? Could we not, like, you know?
No, because we have to talk about it.
No, I know, but it's a big thing. Like, all right, it's a security protocol. What's the problem?
Well, because it was more than that. Wait, I don't understand what you're saying.
Wait, so I guess I'm missing something. I thought it was just like security protocol, plain and simple. Is there more to the story?
And the security protocol is that people were not allowed onto the field to visit their like loved ones because of COVID.
Right. So, but people did go on the field.
Letting all the white people do it and just stop.
Oh. I didn't know. I'm sorry. I missed that part. I just thought in general, people were on the field. They broke it anyway. And then that's it. It's pretty black and white. But when you're talking about actual, you know, race here, okay, fair. Definitely bring it up. That's a conversation to have.
Anyway, the end of NWSL and the Players Association said on Wednesday they began formal negotiations for their first ever collective bargaining agreement, which is really exciting. Austin FC to actively consider adding NWSL team in the coming years. And the biggest news of all, honey, the news of the week.
I saved it for last.
Sky Blue FC has rebranded as NJNY Gotham FC, and it was a success. I'm really excited about it.
People it was a whole rollout. It was great.
Yeah, thank you. People really liked it. There's like hugely positive reactions. We got like almost 3,000 new followers in the last week. Like sold out of merch. Like sold, like our jersey sales were out through the roof. It's just very exciting. And then we announced today that, you know, Gotham FC is partnering with Dusk to bring a WPSL team to New York City. And they'll be called the Gotham Reserves. And they really will be our reserve squad, which is amazing. And they have 3 home games this season. They're playing at Roosevelt Island. So everybody who listens to this who lives in New York has no excuse. They should definitely be going. Because it's going to be so cool. Anyway, that's our episode today. Things to watch out for. I'm going to Orlando with the team. They play Orlando Pride on Wednesday. We better freaking win.
That's actually a big game. Yeah. Now that you mention it,
I'm super stoked. If I get,
there's a lot of clout to be earned here for sure.
Yeah. We need it also because they won't shut up about their dumb space kits. And I don't care about your space kit. Can you play?
Don't be a hater. That kid is dope as fuck.
It's I. Anyway, been Full Kit Wankers with Dre and Steven.
Oh, now you're cutting your name short. What's going on?
People call me that now at work. I just
have. Is that your thing now? Are we gonna have to update everything?
No,
I'm kidding.
Well, my friends have always called me that.
Do we have to rebrand our tagline now?
No.
Are we doing a Full Kit Wankers rebrand, you know?
What's going on? Oh my God, should we rebrand?
Tune in to the next episode to find out. Okay, bye guys. Love y'all.
Best of if you need them. Mama needs to go to bed. I don't know why I said mama. Yeah.
Weird. Follow, like, subscribe. You guys know the whole deal. I'm just going to cut it here and do that shit.
Congrats bye. On your spot, Jossie. Bye.
4-kit wanker, and I do what I like!